Welcome to the Arrowhead Fanatic Podcast.
With my husband.
And my father, Jason Thomas.
Well, Chiefs Kingdom, the first couple days of training camp practices are over. It sounds like there were some great crowds in St. Joe. I know that Saturday they broke the record for attendance, and then I read today that they broke the two-day record for attendance. And, you know, all the videos I saw on Twitter, it felt almost like a game day atmosphere when the players were running out on the field. It was really cool. It really got me pumped and excited for football this year. Like I need any help getting that way. Chris Jones, of course, did report Friday, which is great news for Chiefs Kingdom. He is a great player, and I know that he wants paid now, but he's got another year on his contract, and then he's only going to get paid more if he proves it again this year that he's as good as he was last year. And then there were a couple interesting things in practice. One is that Andrew Wiley stayed at left guard, and Cam Irving was working with the second team, mostly at tackle. Now, of course, it's very early in camp, and you can't read too much into things yet, because a lot of times coaches are just kind of trying things, or even sometimes I think just trying to get it through certain players' heads that the team can go on without them, and they need to get the right attitude. But I'm really excited to see Wiley in the starting lineup, because I think he's got a bit of attitude. And him and Austin Ryder and LDT at right guard have a little more attitude than offensive lines, the middle of the offensive line anyway, than years past. And I think you need that kind of attitude and toughness, especially when it comes to playoff time, and especially when it comes to teams like the Patriots, who, you know, for years and years, the Patriots, their winning formula has been getting pressure up the middle on quarterbacks. And when you've got that kind of size and attitude on the inside of your offensive line, I think it's a very good thing. The second thing that really jumped out to me was that the two starting corners in the base defense Saturday were Bashaud Breeland and Charvarius Ward. Kendall Fuller was off the field, and he played strictly the nickel corner Saturday, which I thought was very interesting, because Fuller last year was graded out much better on the outside than he was in the slot. But of course, the year before, in 2017, he was the best slot corner in football. So it looks like the Chiefs might be thinking that they want him to get back to that form from 2 years ago, where he just worried about the slot and dominated. But, you know, like I said earlier, it's very early and things can change. There was some more news with the corner Saturday when Bashaud Breeland lacerated his thumb pretty early in practice. I believe they said he was just going to be out, you know, a couple practices. But what was interesting was that Demontre Wade came in to replace him. So we had Charvarius Ward and Demontre Wade running as the corners with the first team on Saturday. That is not exactly what I expected. I mentioned Wade in last week's podcast, and I think he's somebody that definitely has a shot to make this team. But I was a little surprised that he got a look so early. And that probably, to me, just means that the coaching staff really likes his mentality, in that they think he's got his head screwed on straight, which is awesome. Now, I've also seen on multiple Twitter accounts people talking about Spagnuolo and how into it he is, how there's no wasted time in his practices. The players are always doing something, always working on something, and he is always on them. Basically, he's always shouting them encouragement, or shouting you know, what they should have done better. Or, you know, he's definitely invested in this defense, and that is a much different look than, of course, Bob Sutton last year. The Chiefs are still a couple weeks away from their first preseason game against the Bengals, but on NFL Network, they have been releasing the top 100 players, and going into it, I thought that the Chiefs would have five players. I thought they would have Dee Ford, Chris Jones, Tyreek Hill, Travis Kelce, and Patrick Mahomes. And of course, Dee Ford is no longer a Chief, but since it was based on last season, I expected him to be in there. And I was a little bit surprised because Mitch Morse made it this year. I believe he is either number 94 or 96. I can't quite remember, but he made it. And that is really awesome because even though he's been an All-Pro, he's never made a Pro Bowl. He's never really got the recognition that he should have for being such a great player. Of course, Dee Ford, I believe he was in the upper 60s, so he made it. And of course, new Chief Frank Clark, he was number 85, so he also made it. But then, so far, none of the other four Chiefs have shown up so far. And I'm starting to worry if Chris Jones will, because I believe tonight is numbers 40 through 30. And if Chris Jones isn't in this group, I don't really expect him to be any higher than 30. I really hope he's in there, but it could be that he's just not as well known nationally as he is in Chiefs Kingdom. But if he has another year like he did last year, he will definitely be in the top 100. And I'm still really hoping that he's in this group from 30 to 40. And while I'm talking about it, I mean, Patrick Mahomes has got to be number one, right? I was thinking about that, and I actually think he might end up being number two to Aaron Donald. I hope not, but I definitely think it could be that way. Sorry for the mistake. I didn't realize until I listened to the podcast that I said Mitch Morse made the top 100. Of course, it wasn't Mitch Morse. It was Mitchell Schwartz, the right tackle. That's kind of a tongue twister. My brain got them mixed together. I'm sorry about that.
Now it's time for football knowledge,
where Jason will discuss different terms, tactics, and schemes, plus how they relate to our Kansas City Chiefs.
Last week, I covered the very basics of the man, or sometimes it's called power blocking scheme, with the offensive line. And this week, we're going to cover zone blocking, because that's a lot more relevant with this Chiefs team. Zone blocking, the difference between man blocking is just that in man, before the ball is even snapped, the offensive lineman knows who it is they need to block. And in zone, each offensive lineman is going to flow to the play side and have a gap that is their responsibility to block. So if anybody comes into that area, they block them. It's really easy to see a zone play if you're watching a game because when the ball is snapped, whatever direction the running back is going, everybody who's blocking on the offensive line is going to flow to that side. So they're all going to go that direction immediately at the snap of the ball. It's really important for the play side tackle, guard, and center to be able to get their blocks, get out in space, get to the second level. And then the backside guard and tackle kind of cut guys off from being able to get to the play. Now, in a man blocking scheme, the running back has a hole that they're supposed to hit. On each play, they know where they're supposed to hit the hole. Now, sometimes things break down and they get a different lane than they were thinking, but the play is not designed that way. In zone blocking, there are basically four plays. There's inside right, outside right, and then inside left and outside left. Each one of these plays has three different options for the running back. That's what's really cool about zone blocking is you get your offensive lineman out in space blocking, and even though it's the same play you just ran the time before because your guys are in space and the defenses change. The running lanes are different. So on each play, the running back has the option of, and they've got three terms for this, the bend, the bang, and the bounce. The bend is the cutback lane. The bang is hitting the original hole right up the middle of the blocking. And then the bounce is the bouncing it outside to that hole. And so it's really important that the running back is able to read which one of these holes is open, that they aren't just putting their head down and chugging forward to get as many yards as they can. It's really important that they have the ability to read the offensive line and the defense and have the agility to get through these holes really quickly. And that's why the Broncos for years in the 90s, they kind of brought back zone blocking. And, you know, they had all these running backs like Terrell Davis that weren't particularly fast, but they were smart and they were agile, and he was just really good at reading which hole was coming open and which lane he should take. And then when he read that, he hit the open gap and made it look easy. And I think it really shows why the Chiefs, over, you know, the years that Andy Reid has been here, have drafted the tall, kind of lanky offensive linemen. You know, they aren't the shorter, thicker guys. And I think that's because they want guys that can get out and run and be able to execute this zone blocking scheme. Now, I mentioned, that the Chiefs use zone a lot. I looked at two or three different sites, and they were a little bit different. But they all basically came in, the Chiefs ran around 300 zone blocking plays last year. So that is, you know, a massive chunk of the running game last year. I am interested to see, because Mitch Morse was such an important part of the zone blocking when he's been on the field over the last few years, because he is a guard that is great at getting out and running in space. And Austin Ryder is not that guy. He is more of the tank, kind of the immovable object in front of Mahomes. And I kind of like that in pass blocking, because he's such a big guy. He's hard to bull rush. He's hard to get around, where Morse was a little bit lighter and more of a technician and less brute force. But it will be interesting to see if, the Chiefs can still execute this zone blocking scheme as well as they have in the past with Ryder instead of Morse.
That is all I got this week. Go Chiefs!